used in the various spikes was important as well. Perhaps they don't use allomancy at all, but some third power.
Maybe, Vin said, gripping the spike, standing up.
We'll need to cut open the stomach and see if it had atium.
Maybe this one will finally have some. They always burned electrum as a precaution. So far, none of the inquisitors they'd met had actually possessed any atium.
Vin shook her head, staring out over the ash-covered battlefield.
We're missing something, Elland. We're like children playing a game we've watched our parents play, but not really knowing any of the rules. And our opponent created the game in the first place.
Elland stepped around the corpse, moving over to her.
Vin, we don't even know that it's out there. The thing we saw a year ago at the well? Perhaps it's gone. Perhaps it left, now that it's free. That could be all it wanted.
Vin looked at him. He could read in her eyes that she didn't believe that. Perhaps she saw that he didn't really believe it either.
It's out there, Elland, she whispered. It's directing the Inquisitors. It knows what we're doing. That's why the Koloss always move against the same cities we do. It has power over the world. It can change text that has been written, create miscommunications and confusion. It knows our plans.
Elland put a hand on her shoulder.
But today we beat it. And it sent us this handy Koloss army.
And how many humans did we lose trying to capture this force?
Elland didn't need to speak the answer. Too many. Their numbers were dwindling. The mists, the deepness, were growing more powerful, choking the life from random people, killing the crops of the rest. The outer dominances were wastelands. Only those closest to the capital, Luthadel, still got enough daylight to grow food. And even that area of livability was shrinking.
Hope, Elland thought forcefully. She needs that from me. She's always needed that from me.
He tightened his grip on her shoulder, then pulled her into an embrace.
We'll beat it, Vin. We'll find a way.
She didn't contradict him, but she obviously wasn't convinced. Still, she let him hold her, closing her eyes and resting her head against his chest. They stood on the battlefield before their fallen foe, but even Elland had to admit that it didn't feel like much of a victory. Not with the world collapsing around them.
Hope, he thought again. I belong to the Church of the Survivor now. It is only one prime commandment. Survive.
Give me one of the Koloss, Vin finally said, pulling out of the embrace.
Elland released one of the medium-large creatures, letting Vin take control of it. He still didn't quite understand how they controlled the creatures. Once he had control of a Koloss, he could control it indefinitely, whether sleeping or awake, burning metals or not. There were many things he didn't understand about allomancy. He'd had only a year to use his powers, and he had been distracted by ruling an empire and trying to feed his people, not to mention the wars. He'd had little time for practice.
Of course, Vin had less time than that to practice before she killed the Lord Ruler himself.
Vin, however, was a special case. She used allomancy as easily as other people breathed. It was less a skill to her than an extension of who she was. Elland might be more powerful, as she always insisted, but she was the true master.
Vin's lone Koloss wandered over and picked up the fallen Inquisitor and the spike. Then Elland and Vin walked down the hill, Vin's Koloss servant following, toward the human army. The Koloss troops split and made a passage at Elland's command. He suppressed a shiver even as he controlled them. Fatrin, the dirty man who ruled the city, had thought to set up a triage unit, though Elland wasn't very confident in the abilities of a group of Ska surgeons.
"Why'd they stop?"
Fatrin asked, standing in front of his men as Vin and Elland approached across the ash-stained ground.
"I promised you a second army, Lord Fatrin," Elland said. "Well, here it is."
"The Koloss?" he asked.
Elland nodded.
But they're the army that came to destroy us. And now they're ours, Elend said. Your men did very well. Make certain they understand that this victory was theirs. We had to force that Inquisitor out into the open, and the only way to do that was to turn his army against itself.
Kolos become afraid when they see something small defeating something large. Your men fought bravely. Because of them, these Kolos are ours.
Fatrin scratched his chin.
So, he said slowly, they got afraid of us, so they switched sides?
Something like that, Ellen said, looking over the soldiers. He mentally commanded some Kolos to step forward.
These creatures will obey orders from the men in this group. Have them carry your wounded back to the city. However, make certain not to let your men attack or punish the Kolos. They are our servants now, understand?
Fatrin nodded. Let's go, Vin said, eagerness sounding in her voice as she looked over at the small city.
Lord Fatrin, do you want to come with us, or do you want to supervise your men? Elend asked.
Fatrin's eyes narrowed.
What are you going to do?
There is something in your city we need to claim.
Fatrin paused.
I'll come, then.
He gave some orders to his men while Vin waited impatiently. Elend gave her a smile, then finally Fatrin joined them, and the three walked back toward the Vatitan gate.
Lord Fatrin, Elend said as they walked, you should address me as my lord from now on.
Fatrin looked up from his nervous study of the Kolos standing around them.
Do you understand? Elend said, meeting the man's eyes. Yes, my lord.
Elend nodded, and Fatrin fell a little behind him and Vin, as if showing an unconscious deference. He didn't seem rebellious. For now, he was probably happy to be alive. Perhaps he would eventually resent Elend for taking command of his city, but by then there would be little he could do. Fatrin's people would be accustomed to the security of being part of a larger empire, and the stories of Elend's mysterious command of the Kolos, and therefore salvation of the city, would be too strong. Fatrin would never rule again.
So easily I command, Elend thought. Just 2 years ago I made even more mistakes than this man. At least he managed to keep his city's people together in a time of crisis. I lost my throne until Vin conquered it back for me.
I worry about you, Vin asked. Did you have to start the battle without me?
Elend glanced.